Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Everybody settle in. We'll wait for the last people. If you're a reader or presenter today, as you can see, we've got all of our equipment out. Well, probably not all of it. I'm sure we have more. But we got a lot of it out. So please be careful. Watch for wires. Knocking over drum sets sounds really cool, but we don't want to do it. Same with the guitars and so forth. So please be careful coming up and coming down. For readers and presenters today, we will have microphones on both sides active, so you can come up to either side, whichever is easiest for you to do. And I will be asking you to come up, so I mean, pay attention to when you're called for. But I will be doing a series of quotes. Guess who made the quote for the audience to fill in the time as people come forward. So we've got a lot of different pieces going on. We'll be using the screen on and off. We'll be exchanging singers, drummers, and speakers throughout the service. You know, those are hard to find. There's one right there. Okay. I have a few announcements before the service. First of all, I'd like to read the quote on the front. It's the silence between the notes that makes the music. Our announcements today: although the service does not contain a specific moment for joys and concerns, you are welcome to come forward and silently light a candle at any time during the service. So if you have a sudden urge to like pull out a lighter and hold it up in the air and wave it, just come over and light a candle. That'll do it. If you would, when you light the candles, if you pick them up and angle them sideways, they light a little better than trying to put the wick down into where the candles are. There is no RE today. That means everybody gets to hang out with the band. You've all got front stage passes here. There's also poets, so it's quite the hangout. It's like a cafe. So come one, come all to Soup on Sunday Lunch. That's right, everybody is invited. If you're still hungry for soup from last Sunday when it didn't just show up because we had the date wrong, today is your day. You've got soup at last. So come on after the service to the lunch. It is sponsored by the Capital Fund Drive Committee. Today's designated collection will be for Family Promise. For those of you who have been paying close attention, we just got through with another week of Family Promise people being here in the building. So when you see people living in the building, it's true. We have homeless, otherwise homeless people who come live in our building for a week. They move between church and church so that we don't violate any laws. They always need funding, help pay for food, help take care of things. There's a van, there's a building they go to that has fax machine and all sorts of other equipment that has to be taken care of so they can look for jobs. So loose cash will go to Family Promise. If you would like to write a check, put on the memo line Family Promise, but you make the check out to LCUUC. We have received great response from about half of our membership with over $350,000 in pledges for the capital campaign. And next week, we will be reviewing proposals from contractors. Pledges in hand will help us decide what we can accomplish. So if you haven't pledged, please take a moment to do so after the service by dropping a note pledge card in the drop box. And Craig has a few words about the campaign.
Hi. I'm Craig Howard, and I may be the least likely person you'll ever meet to have become a UU. I grew up in southeastern Kentucky, also known as Appalachia or Coal Company. Was raised in a very conservative family as a hardcore Southern Baptist. And I've done everything but speak in tongues and handle rattlesnakes. Fortunately, with my parents' help, I escaped. I served a little over 21 years in the military, where I developed a deep sense of service to country and community, as well as a strong bias towards organizations that do things that help people. And that's why I became a UU. This church helps people. It impacts people's lives in our community. It makes a big difference. So that's why I'm here today. I'm asking each of you to join me in supporting the righteous work our church is doing by giving to our capital campaign. I'm retired. My wife and I are retired. But we made a decision to give three times our annual contribution. I know that's a lot, sounds like a lot. If you can't give that much, that's fine. Give what you can. This church has, well, I'd like to see the church grow and expand the services that it offers. But right now, we have an urgent need. We've got some urgent needs that have to be addressed literally for us to keep our doors open. So join me in being a part of the solution and give as much as you can. No amount's too little or too much. Every dollar counts. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Craig. He is also our sound man today, so please forgive us as we figure out which microphones go where and all the other fun and games that go with using all of our equipment at one time. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming LCUUC activities and events, and everyone is welcome to attend. LCUUC is a UUA-affirmed welcoming congregation, and we are open to all people, regardless of whom they love or how they present gender. Come and explore what community can mean for you. Please take a moment at this point to silence all electronics. The only electronics will be, you know, the ones up here that you may have with you here today. So, thanks. Thank you. Thank you. When the little bluebird, who has never said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring, when the little bluebell at the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding, when the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts a tune to the moon up above, it is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. Although Cole Porter's 1928 Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love is perhaps for many nothing more than an exuberant and cleverly worded romantic love song full of double entendres and an ever-growing list of creatures from giraffes and birds to jellyfish and overeducated fleas, all who fall in love, I like to think of it more broadly as a welcoming back of spring, a joy in language and in words and in life and living. Today, I ask you to forget about the cold and the snow. I ask you to fall in love again with music, songs, and words as members of our community present them to us. Things they have written, songs they are performing for us, and music. This is us sharing among ourselves. So let's do this. Let's fall in love. Please take a moment to say hello or introduce yourself to those around you.
Paul is double tasking today. He's also our hooker. That's a serious term. If you were a serious church yes. People, you'd know.
I can use it to remove people from stage as well. Gaffer, thank you. Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. My name is Paul Fackler, and I'm the worship associate and gaffer for this morning's service. Whether you were raised on Cole Porter or Nat King Cole, the Rolling Stones or Stone Temple Pilots, whether you grew up with a flock of seagulls or counting crows, the Flaming Lips or Cowboy Mouth, you are welcome here. If you could never tell the difference between Bob Dylan, Bob Denver, Bob Geldof, Bob Seger, or Bob Ware, you're welcome here. We welcome you whether you listen to Little Richard or the Notorious Big, whether you were raised on Black Eyed Peas, Cranberries, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Humble Pie, or Cream, whether you are with us for the day or here for a lifetime. We are glad that you have chosen to join us for worship, community, and celebration.
That's our first piece of art. Those introductions are welcome. Thanks, Paul. Welcome to what I think is our fifth or sixth annual of the people, by the people, for the people service. And the purpose of this service, it started out as a service just about folk music, and then we thought, well, why do we just have people who want to do music? So we tried to add poets and storytellers, and I'm hoping there's some genres out there we haven't thought of yet, and someone will do a stand-up comedy or a one-woman play or something. The purpose of this service is obviously to raise our spirits, get us ready for spring, have some fun, move our hearts, but also to give you a chance to get to know more folks from the congregation. I think one of the ways we get to know each other is when we all share something with y'all. And so that's what we're doing. And it's also a reminder that most of you aren't ready with a poem for this year, and if I tell you 2 weeks before the service, how about a poem? But if you're a poet, get working for next year's service, and if you have a comedy routine in you or a song. My fantasy is that 1 year this will all be original stuff, that we won't be borrowing anything or reading other people's things. And I'm an old man now, so my fantasy is I don't have that much time left, so get to work. All right,
We need the band to get up here, I think. And in the order of service, it says the Lost Souls, and some people think that's the name of the band. That's actually our current spiritual status.
You're not.
But
I'm in your way.
So this is our first hymn-ish, and the words are up there. If it gets a bit even bigger, that would be great, but if not, we'll live with them. And I'm thinking you all know this one. And this service this year is trying to fit with a monthly theme of love, and happily the last two sermons reminded us that love is a big, messy, complicated thing, and there's not a single definition, so we're going to stretch the definitions of love as we try to include them in our show for today. So this is kind of about the love of freedom and justice and singing and brotherly and sisterly love, and besides, it's one we figured you knew and we could all sing together. So Karen's going to lead us.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring it out danger, I'd ring it out warning, I'd ring it out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing it out danger, I'd sing it out warning, I'd sing it out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I've got a hammer, and I've got a bell, and I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's a hammer of justice, it's a bell of freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Volunteered
to write a story for all ages, so someone should start working on that one for next year. So instead of a story for all ages, we decided to have a dance for all ages. So we'd love all the children and the young at heart to come forward, and I don't think we've had a dance before this church, so we're trying to get out of some of our boxes. So if you're a child who likes to dance,
yep, come
or if you're Phil or Lynn, stupid.
If you've got any food, you can place it in the basket as well. Come on forward.
There, Tim has a long cord on it. That one's designed to be moved around a lot today.
Okay, here we go. Come on, man, get up here. Well, up above my head.
Up above my head.
Hear music. Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Hear music in the air. Up above my head.
Head.
Hear music in the air. I really
there's joy somewhere.
Above my head.
Above my head.
You're dancing everywhere. Yeah, above my head.
Above my head.
You're dancing everywhere.
Today's designated collection will be for Family Promise. Loose cash and checks with Family Promise on the memo will go to them. Passing the offering plate has never been a practical exercise. Rather, it has always been a ritual. Even if you already contribute electronically, it is worthwhile for you to bring even just a dollar to drop in the plate as a ritual reminder that of the form of love we call generosity. It is a reminder that even after meeting our obligations to ourselves, our households, and our communities to which we belong and are committed, we must still keep our capacity to give. The practice of giving until it is second nature and first response helps bring forth the realm of love. The morning offering will now be given and received.
Leapt without looking and tumbled into the seine. The water was freezing. She spent a month sneezing, but said she would do it again. Here's to the ones who dream, foolish as they may seem. Here's to the hearts that ache. Here's to the mess we make. She captured a feeling. Sky with no ceiling, the sun set inside a frame. She lived in her liquor and died with a flicker. I'll always remember the flame. Here's to the ones who dream, foolish as they may seem. Here's to the hearts that ache. Here's to the mess we make. She told me a bit of madness is key to give us colors to see.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you very much, Claire. Thank you for these gifts given and received for the work of this community. For those of you, well, I invite you all again to come to the soup lunch, and I think we should all raise a soup to the fools who dream at lunch. Be careful, though, not to spill it. So next up, we're going to have a series of different performers. I'm going to pull down the screen here. I've got a little audience interaction to go along with this. So one moment here. So I didn't know how long it would take between performers. Dave is just raring to go here, but I thought between performers we would post some quotes to test our level of intelligence to say, who said this? So Craig, can you go to the next slide here? So this is how it's going to work. I will show a quote on the screen. This says, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And you guys, of course, with your vast knowledge and perhaps the Google at your fingertips, will, of course, be able to guess who this is. See, you guys are already on it. Excellent job. If not, I was going to show a picture, and you're going to go, it's that guy in the back over there. What was his name? Now, it's Martin Luther King Jr. So we flip through one more, and there's the slide that says this is where it came from, where it was written down. This is obviously something he said at various rallies and in sermons and so on, and is a very famous quote. Some of the quotes will be more difficult than this, I admit that, so because I want your brains to keep working. So over to Dave now.
I have to think that Paul looked at the lyrics of the song I'm about to sing, because that was a great segue. I've been playing this song for a number of years. And really, it's a song about hate, but implied is the fact that we really should dream of a world where there's love and not hate. Unfortunately, this comes up time and again in our society, in our world. I'm a backseat driver from America. They drive to the left on Falls Road, and the man at the wheel, his name is Seamus, passed a child on the corner, he knows. Seamus says, now what chance is that kid got? And I say from the back, I don't know. Tells me there's barbed wire in all the exit, and there ain't no place in Belfast for that kid to go. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever you go. we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in Belfast for that kid to go. Cafeteria line in Chicago, fat man in front of me, he's calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trash there I see. I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip to their windows and they'll see him, and they'll think that white hood's all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever we go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in Chicago for those kids to go. Dreams could be held through TV, but with Disney and Cronkite and Martin Luther, oh, I believed. Now I'm the backseat driver from America, and I am not at the wheel of control. 'Cause I am war and I am hate and I am the root of all evil. Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. Oh, it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever we go. If we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go.
Thank you, Dave. Next up will be Tim Fuller, who will present some poems. And our next quote. So we've heard this one in the service earlier this month. The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. The opposite of art is not ugliness, it's indifference. The opposite of faith is not heresy, it's indifference. And the opposite of life is not death, it's indifference. So anybody remember who said that? If you were at the Scott Prinster service, he used this quote.
Elie Wiesel.
Elie Wiesel, correct. So next picture. Author's pose. You always sort of lean on an arm for the author's pose. Elie Wiesel. Welcome, Tim.
So here are three short poems, pretty much about relationships. The first one, Juxtapose. We sat in postures content with similar positions. We occupied different spaces. We looked in mirrors reversed at the same pastoral scene. We saw opposing views. We listened with ears in tune to like melodies, we heard disharmony. We mouthed exact terms of parallel situations. We spoke in contradictions. We reached for goals with symmetric purpose. We felt antithesis. We married and soon divorced. This one is entitled Touched. It is touch and go, she said. So after we touched a couple of times, she went. Glad you liked that one. And this one is entitled Prehensile Heart. I'm not sure, Yvonne, did you really want to know what prehensile meant? Or it's a word that I liked, so it does mean the ability to grasp, usually connected with a tail, like a monkey's tail, grasping a limb, but also the opposing thumb that we have that gives us the ability to grasp things. So here's prehensile heart. Taking hold like this, inwardly through the kiss, wrapping around me, I am bound to be free.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks, Tim. And our next quote. This one, hopefully the kids will recognize, or perhaps the parents who read to them. To have been loved so deeply, even though the person who loved us is gone, will give us some protection forever. Okay, let's give them the hint. Albus Dumbledore, that's right. So, from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, so he's talking to Harry Potter there. Next up is Dan.
There we go. Hello. I brought Emma Keppel with me on the piano. And me and Emma play in a band together called the Watchbirds. The whole band isn't here, but she's here, so that's awesome. A lot of you may know that I've been writing songs since I was just a little kid, and I never stopped. I love writing music. I don't know if it's any good, but I like to write it. And this one kind of goes along with Dave's song. You didn't know that, but this one was tentatively titled A Song About Peace, but then the bass player said we should call it Peace In. And so you got to let the band kind of decide things sometimes. So that's what it's called, Peace In. All right. You all set, Emma?
Ready.
All right, let's do it. Going on about hate, we forgot about love, and the enemy's fate is intertwined with ours. And if you ask them who they're trying to beat, I bet they'll say it's you and me. You and me, we're all enemies, living in distress. But if we all win, there'll be no one left, no one left. We agree on love for families and for freedom and equality. Can we disagree and still be friends and work towards peace as a common end? Can we let them speak and truly listen to hear voices of global citizens? we're all enemies, living in distress. But if we all win, there'll be no one left, no one left. We're all enemies in our brains, but in our hearts, we're all the same, all the same.
Thank you, Dan. And our next person up will be Rick Sternkopf. And we can go to our next quote. This is a long one. Ah, there we go. Everyone at some point in their lives wakes up in the middle of the night with the feeling that they are all alone in the world, and that nobody loves them now, and that nobody will ever love them, and that they will never have a decent night's sleep again, and will spend their lives wandering blearily around a loveless landscape, hoping desperately that their circumstances will improve, but suspecting in their heart of hearts that they will remain unloved forever. The best thing to do in these circumstances is to wake somebody else up, too, so that they can feel this way. Anybody know who that is? Hint? Nobody recognizes this author, so I threw one of his characters up there. It's Count Olaf in the lower corner there. That is Lemony Snicket, also known as Daniel Handler, from his book Horseradish.
All set, Greg? So I was about 15 and going through my first heartbreak, you know, the boy-girl thing, and heartbroken and so forth, and I found this book of poems in my parents' library, and it's been next to my bed since then, and I've had occasion to use it many, many times. In addition to that, my son picked this poem for me to read at his wedding, so I'm going to read excerpts of it. It's called Honey and Salt. It's a poem about love by Carl Sandburg. Forget everything you heard about love, for it's a summer's tan and a winter windburn. It comes as the weather comes, and you cannot change it. It comes like your face came to you, like your legs came, and the way you walk, talk, hold your head and hands, and nothing can be done about it. You wait and pray. Is there any way of measuring love? Yes, but not until long afterward, when the beat of your heart has gone. Is the key to love passion, knowledge, affection? All three, along with moonlight, roses, groceries, givings and forgivings, getting and forgettings. Can love be locked away and hid? Yes, it can, and it gathers dust and mildew and shrivels itself into shadows. How comes the first sign of love? In a chill of personal sweat, in a you for me, us, us too. How long does love last? As long as glass bubbles handled with care, or two hothouse orchids in a blizzard, or one solid, immovable steel anvil tempered with welding. Or again, love might last as long as six snowflakes, six hexagonal snowflakes of snow, or the oath between hydrogen and oxygen in a cup of spring water. Can you buy love? Sure, every day, with money, clothes, candy, with promises, flowers, big talk, with laughter, sweet talk, lies. Every day, men and women buy love and take it away, and things happen, and they study about it, and the longer they look at it, the more they thought, the more they bought at all. It isn't love they bought at all. Bought love is a guaranteed imitation. Can you sell love? Yes, you can sell it and take the price and think it over and again look at the price and cry to yourself. Bidden or unbidden, how comes love? Both bidden and bidden and unbidden, a sneak and a shadow. How long? And then again, smoke. This love becomes smoke. It becomes a smoke only to your own, to your own twisted individual garments. The winding of it gets into your walk, your hands, your face, and your eyes. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Our next quote up. Karen, do you need me to raise the screen? Okay. Yeah. Yep, our next quote, I think everybody knows this one or will remember it. Yeah, so, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Our first hint, our second hint, and anybody remember what album it's from? Abbey Road. So next slide. There you go. Okay, we can raise that up out of the way. Thank you, Al.
Mic on yet?
Yep.
Now it's on, okay. Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream. Chance, it's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give, and the soul afraid of dying. Snows lies the sea.
set with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
Thank you. Our next speaker will be Lynn Smith. Our gaffer here will pull the screen back down. This is harder than it looks. For those of you who would like to intern and learn how to do it, there'll be training next Tuesday. Set. Do you need the chime? Oh, not yet. Let's do one quote if it comes on here. Our magic is gone. Go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. I'm going to do a combined reading about love, and I'm going to combine the thoughts of Vietnamese Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh from his book Teachings on Love with another Buddhist-ish writer, Scott Stabile, who wrote this book, Just Love. He also wrote another book recently called Big Love. When I quote from Thich Nhat Hanh, I'm going to hold up his book, and when I quote from Scott, it'll be his book. To love is, first of all, to accept ourselves as we actually are. So to love is, first of all, to accept ourselves as we actually are. When we see the conditions that have caused us to be the way we are, this makes it easy for us to accept ourselves, including our suffering and our happiness. Every ounce of energy you put toward being someone else takes away from the indescribable joy that comes with being yourself. When you're brave enough to live in your truth, your quirks, insecurities, fears, and all, you carve out paths for others to do as well. You inspire the same commitment to a life without falseness, the same desire for something real. You are everything you need to be, and what a gift you give this world when you're being yourself. Be brave enough to look at yourself honestly. Be accepting enough to love all that you see. The first practice of love is to know oneself. We have to look deeply at our body, our feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. We can observe how much peace, happiness, and lightness we already have. We can notice whether we are anxious about misfortunes and how much anger, irritation, fear, anxiety, or worry are still in us. As we become aware of the feelings in us, our self-understanding will deepen. Only you know the effort, courage, and resilience it's taken to get to this point in your life. Only you are aware of all the obstacles you've had to overcome and the inner strength you've needed to do it. And only you know what you're going through right now and how hard you're working to stay positive and loving and to keep moving forward. Yes, you're a work in progress, but you're also a masterpiece. As long as we reject ourselves, as long as we continue to harm our own body and mind, there is no point in talking about loving and accepting others. With mindfulness, we'll be able to recognize our habitual ways of thinking and the content of our thoughts. You have nothing to be ashamed of. No matter what you've done in your life, how you look, or how different you feel, or what you haven't accomplished, you have nothing to be ashamed of. No matter who you've hurt, or how you've been hurt yourself, you are nothing to be ashamed of. Learn from your mistakes, but don't feel the need to reside in shame about them. Shame serves nothing and no one. Recognize that shame lives in the mind in fear, while forgiveness and compassion emanate from the heart, from love. Let the shame go. Love yourself beyond it. Accept yourself beyond it. Forgive yourself beyond it. There are good seeds within us, and with appropriate attention, we can touch those seeds. When we succeed in touching our positive seeds once, we will know how to touch them again and again, and they will strengthen. We are the gardeners who identify, water, and cultivate the best seeds. And as the trio sang from the rose, just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose. And one of the ways to cultivate the good seeds within us is to practice metta meditation or loving kindness meditation. So I'm going to do a guided meditation at this point with all of us. So I just ask that you sit comfortably with your feet on the floor, hands resting on your lap, your eyes closed or gazing softly at the pew in front of you. And let's just take a centering breath together, breathing in all the love and acceptance that our community here at church provides. I'm going to say some words, and you can repeat them silently to yourself. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding, acceptance, and love. May I learn to identify the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in myself. May I be peaceful. May I be happy and light in body and spirit. May I be safe and free from injury. May I be able to touch the seeds of joy and happiness in myself. May I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in myself every day. For only if I love and accept myself can I truly love and accept others. So let's take another breath together, breathing in an intention to understand, accept, and love ourselves, so we can love others. We will now move into a time for silent meditation or prayer.
Thank you, Lynn. Next up is Doug and Mike Estee.
No covering.
Oh, yes, we can, if I can get it working again. Okay, our next quote. This is a very well-known one, but it's a little, I'll give you a little tricky information on it. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bring me the wild desire. Bringing me the wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. All right, excellent. What is it? Johnny Cash. But who wrote the song? June Carter Cash wrote it. So there's our hint. And then the next one has a little bit more. So Johnny Cash recorded it, and Anita Carter actually recorded it first. And now to our band that I was almost with.
Well, the Goodnight Loving Trail has nothing to do with the general theme of loving. It's named after the westernmost of the cattle drive trails running from El Paso, Texas, up to Denver, Colorado. And it's named after Charlie Loving and Oliver Goodnight, two western businessmen, ranchers, folk heroes, and general all-around ne'er-do-wells. There are a couple technical terms. You heard it referring to the old woman, and that's the kind of the affectionate term of respect that the cowboys have for the cook. The feeling is that once you get too busted up as working as a cowboy, sitting, you can't sit in the saddle any longer, you get relegated to the chuck wagon gang, and you have to cook and make up medicine, roll the bank roll or the bedrolls, and keep the fire burning and boiling the coffee. The other term is the French harp, which really means the harmonica. Why it's a French harp, I don't know. Every harmonica I've ever seen came from Germany by the Hohner Company with umlauts. The French wouldn't know what to do with an umlaut if they bit him in the butt. So this is the Goodnight Loving Trail. And it's really about what do you do when you can no longer do the things you love to do. Too old to ramble or ride on the swing. You beat the triangle and you curse everything. If dirt was a kingdom, then you'd be the king on the Goodnight Trail, on the Loving Trail. Our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp moans like a lone ball and calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. With your snake oil and herbs and your liniments too, you can do anything that a doctor can do, except find a cure for your own goddamn stew on the Goodnight Trail, on the Loving Trail. Our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp moans like a lone ball and calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. Well, the cook fire's out and the coffee's all gone. The boys are all up and they're raising the dawn. You're sitting there all lost in a song on the Goodnight Trail, on the Loving Trail. Our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp moans like a lone ball and calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. I know that someday for me it'll be the same, wearing an apron instead of a name. No one can fix it and no one's to blame. But the desert's a book written lizards and sage. It's easy to look like an old torn out page, faded and cracked with the colors of age. On the Goodnight Trail, on the Loving Trail. Our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp moans like a lone ball and calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light.
Thank you. Next up will be Gus Santo. And our next quote, there we go. This one's a little obscure for a lot of people, sadly. It's from a triple album. Love is like jazz. You make it up as you go along, and you act as if you really knew the song, but you don't, and you never will. So you flaunt your mistakes, and you make them until they were you. Anybody? Okay, let's give them a hint. Look, there's the band. All right, next slide. This is from the Magnetic Fields. The song is Love is Like Jazz. It's from the album 69 Love Songs. If you haven't listened to it, all three albums, you really ought to. It's an excellent, excellent set of songs. Gus.
I wrote this sonnet for my honey, Joe, and he would kill me if he knew I was reading it to you all. But since he never shows his handsome face around here, I think I can read this with impunity. This is an Elizabethan sonnet, and you all know that that's rhyme scheme A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, E, F, E, F, and then G, G, heroic couplet at the end. And it's written in iambic pentameter. All right? I started writing sonnets when I was in high school, junior year. We were fascinated by Shakespeare's sonnets, so I started practicing a long time ago. And I think I've improved my style a little bit. Love is a juggernaut, a sonnet for Joe. Eternity is boredom to no end. So God created time to love, if short. Thus, love's exchange gives us the time to spend, the time to dock our boats in lover's port. Though even then we set to seal, to sail out to infinity, no time to coast along a coast of safety, never fail, would run the risk of losing love the most. The loss of time is loss of love and life. Releasing helm's control, a juggernaut will make us sick with waves of ill and strife, yet only this will let love live as ought. If only time will tell, then time knows best that love requires testing, never rest.
Thank you, Gus. Okay, one more quote, and then we're having the Lost Souls back up here, so you guys can come on up. Everybody should know this quote. Do I love you? My God, if your love were a grain of sand, mine would be a universe of beaches. Okay, let's give them the hint. Lower picture probably helps for those who've seen it. It's not a really good picture. It is from The Princess Bride. So William Goldman was the picture of the author, and The Princess Bride, if you've seen the movie over and over again, you would have recognized the cast, Fossick the Giant, and so on. Yes, inconceivable. And now The Lost Souls.
Well, we thought we should do one more romantic love song. Abandon you to a folk song, sing along to get you out to your soup. You'll be out there in 8 minutes. If all goes well, unless Paul's got more quotes. So, this is an old love song, and what I particularly like about it is it has kind of a wise and realistic tilt, and it's written in 1936. So, kind of reminds us that some things might change. But some things just don't. So. You probably heard this one. You got to give a little, take a little, let your poor heart break a little, yeah, baby. That is the glory of life.
throwback, Olivia, baby. That is the story of love. As long as there's just the two of us, we've got the world and its charm. When the world is through with us, we'll be safe in each other's arms. Win a little, lose a little, sometimes you're gonna have the blues a little. Baby, that is the story of love.
Can we put up our lyrics for the final hymn? Hymnish?
That's not it.
We're getting close. We're getting warm.
You're out of cutting an extra smooch while you're waiting. There it is. Y'all know this one. For this one, imagine, if you will, we talk about this little light of mine. The light is the love that's all inside of us all. So when you're singing this little light, anybody else who wants to come up and join us for this one? It's in the key of G. And you're all singing along with this one. Here we go. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Building up a world, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Yeah.
it's time to go out. You know, you really shouldn't put the chalice out while we're singing that, but... We put the chalice out. The light's in you now. So, anyways, it's time to go out into the world. Go out into the world singing. Sing the songs that you love that make the world a better place. Sing the songs that give life. And let the world join in those songs of celebration and love. And enjoy some soup while you're out there.
Let's give it up for Greg for setting this up. Of course, we'll leave now while we play the instrumental version, so please go away.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.